Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Anybody got something they want to talk about? We've been pretty slow lately. I'm damn near ready to put everything on hold until we get something going to talk about ourselves. After we go ahead and bust somebody's head, and then when a person want to get their get back, call me out on my show. Don't call me on nobody else's show. I had to do it on my show. I'm gonna earn my respect. But anyway, y'all, I don't know. This here grudge racing thing, we go a long ways back. A lot of people say it ain't like it used to be. It's a whole lot of this shit these days that ain't like it used to be. From generation to generation, everything been changed. You understand me? So, we need to give up on that and go with the time. But do only what you want to do and not what nobody else want to do. Yes, sir. What's going on, Robert?
Well, Aaron, I'll just give you a call to say I got an idea. You know, maybe guys need to do a meet and greet. And, you know, say their name, what kind of car they got, what got them into drag racing.
Oh, 4015, your mic is open. Hold on. Yeah.
What up, man?
Yeah, that sound good, because, I mean, that's something to start off with, you know, because definitely we all had to follow somebody into this game.
And then you can say who you watched that really pushed you over the edge to make you want to do it. And then we could talk about how we're messing the game up at this moment.
You know, we didn't talk about what's messing the game up so much. Ain't nobody really got an idea, man. Everybody got different opinions. There's so many different ways the game has just been changed, right?
Okay. Maybe I'll throw out another one. We could talk about how guys call track rules and they don't even, for their own money, they don't even know what the rules is or even try to learn the game or learn the rules so there won't be no mishaps. Let's talk about how you put your money in somebody's hand and they don't even know what track rules, and then you get mad when they give your money away. And if you got that much money to give away, give it to me. I mean, the whole point of you getting a DP man is because you think he's going to be fair, you want him to be true to it. Then if you don't know what track rules, how are you going to be true? You know? If you call in track rules, you are a no-time class racer. Every time you call track rules, you're a no-time track racer.
Well, that's what it basically is. Now.
I'm just going to put it that way.
That's the way it basically is today, Rock.
Yeah.
Rob,
that's the first time I could say you was right on the money, everything you said, because they didn't change grudge racing to stip racing, to what you just said, class racing. So if you don't have a certain rule, ain't nothing but a class. Ain't no more grudge
racing. That's right. Yeah.
So, when you say 275, 315, you class racing.
Yep, when you put a stip on it, you started class racing, right then and there.
Yes, sir.
See, they took our racing to a different level than they talking about the changes. Y'all changed it today, sir. Well,
but what's disappointing me, Preacher Boy, is track, you know, when you run track rules, it's simple. It takes all the guessing out of the game, but when you start saying track rules and then you get mad at another party for doing something that you think is wrong, how would you, if you know what track rules is, maybe you won't get mad. Because maybe they know the rules and they follow them. If you know the rules, it's like I was telling Ed earlier, I said, if you call a foul in basketball game, across the world, everybody know what that is. Across the world, everybody know what a travel is.
But you
so
know
if
what,
you
though,
know what track
you
rules
know what it is,
is
this would really fuck the world up. When they say they go to different tracks, it's different rules. So if you go by that track rule for that rule at that track, whatever that track decide to do is they rule for the day.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And they take all the guessing out of the game. Yeah.
Right.
If you're the DP man, Preacher Boy, and like you said, each track got its rules. Crossing the line is a foul. Touching the line could be a foul, but certain tracks touching the line is not a foul. So if you know the rules of the track.
If you get out there, listen, they said track rules, if you go on the center line and against that wall line, you lose automatically.
Right.
That's track rules.
Right. And some tracks, those are the rules. If you,
and
other tracks,
say you ride the wall, but you don't touch it,
that's
their rules.
Yeah. And you got to ask those questions so you can make the right decision. You can't just assume one track says this and the next track, but across the board, if you red light, no matter where in the world you are, that you are the first loser. But if the next person go down the track and he crossed them boundaries, he's the worst of the two, so he's the worst loser.
Let me explain this to you. Ain't never been no timeout rule in history.
Uh-huh.
Timeout rule came with the racing you do. That's when timeout came in. Because grudge racing always been when you get up there, y'all get out. And they didn't never give a fuck how long it took you to burn a motherfucker down. That timer didn't come into your type of racing, your bracket racing. That's bracket racing rules.
But what happens is the reason why I believe, I'm not 100%, I'm just going to say what I believe, is when you got so many cars at the track, you got to put a timer on it. You got to get them up there and get them out so the next cars can come up.
Right, yeah. They'll sit there all day.
And then for the turbo cars, by them getting in, you don't want to burn their stuff up. So
right.
I was looking at Melody. You know what I'm saying? If once you cut that first ball bone, there's no reason for you to be sitting there longer than 7 seconds anyway. You should be moving up. You should be moving in. You said you're ready when you cut
ain't
the
no
first
bad
ball
thing.
Bone. You ready.
That's what messed drag racing up when they started making all these different steps. Ain't no such thing as no time on no grudge racing. They just threw that shit in. 7 seconds.
Yeah,
but
when you say track rules.
I'm listening.
Preacher boy, a timer ain't a bad thing, especially when you got these boosted cars and stuff, and they just keep things moving smooth.
But
the thing is, you know it is this, so before you go up to that clock, make sure if it's on off grudge racing.
You ain't got to do that to me, man. The thing is this, whenever you go to race, you go up there to race. You don't go up there to bullshit. Only thing that time make you do is get your ass in line to get it over with. See, other motherfuckers want to be thinking and don't want to go, I'm shaking like Woody on Toy Story. It's over with. Go. And see, what they don't even understand, if you do a burnout, listen, if you do a burnout and you break after that burnout, you lose the whole pot. They really don't even know that. But that's the way it really goes.
Yeah, well, they changed that, and it's okay.
Yep.
But like I say, three bulbs on is a race. That's a good thing. That's good enough.
Yeah.
Three bulbs on is a race.
If you're not ready, don't never cut that first bulb on. Then you ain't got to worry about the timing out and none of that.
So we can live with that.
Before you cut the bulb on. Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
But if you go up there, and you having a certain race and you don't want a time on, make sure that it's not
right.
On. You know, y'all call that, make that one of your steps. Time or no timer, and then make sure the way y'all want it when y'all pull up there. That ain't hard.
Right.
You know, but a time on is a good thing if you don't want to go up there and bullshit. If you really want to go up there and get it on.
Think about it. You can't sit there with that one bulb on forever anyway because the timer, the guy that's up there at the top, that's on the line, he's going to tell you move
he's
up.
Gonna start
move
the
up.
Clock.
He's
going to start
the race anyway. Yeah.
So
that's right.
So is. But you know what, though?
Yeah.
But then that lead the guesswork out the driver. The driver go up there and be bullshitting. If he knows it's a timer on there, he knows not to be bullshitting.
If y'all ain't functioning right with your car, don't cut the first bulb on. Whatever you got to get together, then roll on up in there. But once you get that first bulb on, you must move forward.
Right.
It just, everybody wants the rules to work for them in their favor, but when they go against them, they get an attitude. Once you say track rules, that's why I said, if you say track, when in class racing, when you got best track rules, there's no problems. If something is not functioning properly or something is not turned on the way it should be, that raises a reboot. If the electronics is not on the way it should be on, whether it's a malfunction or a mistake by a person not turning something on, that's a redo race. Period.
Now, let me give y'all an example of a race that me and Leon had. It might have been 10, 15, might be 20 years now. It's in between 15 and 20 years ago. We went to the line. We called it a racing on a pro tree. The light messed around and came down staggered. I didn't lead until it turned green. He didn't lead when it turned green. It said, well, no race, because we were racing on a pro tree.
That's
right.
Right.
It's a re-race. That's a redo.
That's all
right.
It could have been.
Yeah.
That's it.
And if you know that, it's just the argument. I understand why people like to argue over something if you got a clear understanding. If it's something that's not a part of your step, then you can't give the money. You give each other party money back, and they relock it in and add that part of the problem that was part of the race in the first place.
That's all.
But if it ain't a part of the step, everybody get their money back.
See, but the thing was this about that race down south was the track took it upon themselves to turn the timer off. So that means that was the track move at that time. So that's what it was. You know, it wasn't like y'all went up to the official and told him, listen, man, turn the clock on, the time on. Both of y'all got to go up there. No, not one party or one go up there and say, hey, on my team, hey, man, y'all turn the time on. And you didn't let the other man know you turning the time on. We both go together and say, listen, man, this is a 4-3 race, 8 mile, time on. Both of us listening,
that's
both
right.
Us telling you, you know, that
yeah.
Quick shit is going to get somebody hurt.
Let me ask you a question,
mm-hmm.
Preacher Boy. Do you think it's best to have a DP guy at this time, or each party hold their money and just negotiate it out if there's an indiscretion on the race?
Do you really want to know what I would say, dude? I would give my money to the track officials, the people that
there
got
you,
the money.
I like that.
Track.
Yes, sir.
That'll
I like
all
that.
The bullshit out.
Yes,
that'll
sir.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because they see everything right then and there. So if they make a mistake,
they know. Right.
They
and
know
they
it
know.
On their behalf.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. There you go. I like that. That's better. Because now you ain't got to worry about, damn, I put the wrong DP, man. I done gave him my money,
right.
And he don't know nothing.
Don't know nothing. Give it to the track official and tell him, look, you know what to do. You know our rules. We both expressed our rules to you. Now, if it's a fuck-up on that tree or something down there, and this man fucks it from this, you know not to pay nobody.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Treat it. Yep.
And you want
it takes all the dumbness out.
Right. You won't have to chase nobody down for your money. See, on that reaction
right.
time. See, the thing is, if you give a person a break, the reaction time is going to tell you who moved first.
There you go.
It'll just been a better reaction time.
There you go.
So that'll cut out all the guesswork. I didn't see him leave. He didn't leave in 10 seconds or 7 seconds or 5 seconds. That
mm-hmm.
three official going to know everything from the time them clocks tell you this. It won't be no guesswork.
Yes, sir.
And then the best part about it, we still ain't got to see nobody ET because the track official going to see it anyway. He going to know who won, how far, what it is, what it was. Over with.
Yeah, because they call it right on the speaker. Left lane, right
they
lane.
Call
they call it on
that's,
the speaker.
That's it. Simple shit. Come to the tower and get your money.
Yes, sir. I like that. Got to cut out all
yeah,
the
but,
shenanigans.
But they don't want to get involved with this if they don't have to. They be like, oh, hell no.
Right.
But it's
yeah.
simple if you ask them. I guarantee Dominique hold the money at 41.
Okay.
Dominique that's doing it now. Because he was a grudge racer.
Okay.
So he'll know the rules.
Yeah.
He will hold the money.
Yeah.
And what's
oh, yeah.
good about it, when you don't understand how you lost, they can explain it, how you lost.
Right. They can explain it to you a lot better than arguing.
It's
going to
be always
yeah.
somebody that don't want to understand that they want to fight the man. And that's what keep them from wanting to get involved with holding money.
Hey, man. Listen to me, man. Everybody hates to lose, but everybody want to win. It is what it's going to
yeah.
be.
That's right.
Sometimes
100%
you
right.
lost your damn self. Listen, sometimes you think you done lost your damn self and you a winner. And sometimes you think you're a
right.
winner and you done lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit done happened to me a couple times. And see, I learned, you know what? I learned, listen, I got mad at Rob, but I learned something from Rob. You know, I was pissed with Rob when Rob did me like that, but you know what? I learned something. Not to fuck around. Rob taught me not to fuck around. Get your ass to that tree and do what you're going to do and get it over with.
Well, I agree with you.
I got a question for y'all. Has there ever been a race where it was racing track rules and the automatic timer wasn't implied into the race?
Yeah.
Huh?
Only when you
yeah.
ask
years
them.
Ago.
When you ask them.
Listen, years ago, you didn't ever see no timer when we was racing back in the day. You just know you couldn't cross the center line. You couldn't hit the wall. You couldn't do none of that shit. That was our track rules. As time went on, they started changing the track rules. And then all of a sudden, this damn timer came along.
Well, let me push that a little
yeah.
bit further. Since 2000, have you ever seen a race where
okay.
They raced track rules and the time wasn't implied into the race?
No, sir.
I can't answer that. I can't answer that. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I thought.
But you got. Listen, okay, since you said that kid, I've been racing since the 70s, early 80s, the mid 80s. Okay, the late 70s and the mid 80s. So that rule never applied to me. I never knew nothing about that shit. You know what I'm saying? And never seen it until I ran
Rob. It wasn't back in the day, Preacher Boy.
Okay, then. So you got to understand, we raced a certain way, and we tried teaching the other people under us the same way we knew how to race, and all of a sudden a different generation changed it. So that's confusing.
Well, you know, just like Rob said, there's a couple of reasons why they bought the timer in, to just like they do anything else to make things run smoother. And one of the main reasons they bought the timer in was because, like you said, be so many cars, they got a racer. Everybody bullshitting, they'll never get the races off. So that was the main reason they bought the timer in. And then they came in real good for the cars that boots it. They can't sit up there on their boots forever, and the other cars bullshit. So the timer got his good things about it.
Right. Hey, kid, can I ask, can you hear me, kid?
Yeah, go ahead. I can hear you.
So can I ask you this? So the timer, when you go in, I light up my pre-stage, the tree man hits the switch, activate the timer, right? Okay, cool. But is there a set rule? Who determines how long the tree man has before he activates the switch? Does he do it as soon as I bump in? Do we wait a second? Is it at his discretion? So
I guess
your 7 seconds.
That's a good question. That's a
your
good question.
7 seconds don't have to be the tree man's 7 seconds. You see what I'm saying? So if you started counting, when I come in and light up my pre-stage, you took it upon yourself to start counting. That's cool. But you don't know exactly when that man hit the switch.
You hit that button.
Right.
So you go off
absolutely
track
right.
rules.
I think.
Okay,
I
now that's fine. Let's go off track rules, kid. With the super smart guy that was on there, since he the class racer, he know it all. My best buddy, old pal.
Oh, no.
Now, if you're going to go off the track rule, when we go to that track official and he says, there's nothing wrong with that trip, that is a live race at that point. You know what I'm saying?
That's a what?
There's no red light fail. Now we got a live race. So now what you do? You need to pay me. Because we went off track rules. We did everything according to track
rules. Now you're 100% right.
Right. You are 110% right.
Yeah, all right. I agree.
I agree 100%.
I agree.
Well, you got a live raise if you bet.
Especially
with
when
that,
you didn't move. Especially when especially when you didn't move because your cop played out.
If you pay a side bet, you're supposed to pay that part.
Yeah.
If you pay a side,
but here's the problem. We're hearing, I've been hearing and I know everybody knows what race you all are talking about. It's no secret, but I've truly only heard one side. I haven't heard the other side of that race. But I was told from a very reliable source that there was a side bet paid off. If you pay a side bet off, you owe that pot. You got to be the craziest man on earth if you think you're going to pay that side bet off and not pay me. I'm going to hit you dead in your mouth. I'm
going to
go in the pocket and take my money, and I'm going to give you what you got coming. What's left, I'll give it back to you. But you got to pay me. How you going to pay a side bet off and not pay me? And another thing, like I said, I have truly only heard one side. But if the side that I'm hearing, if it is true and it went down just like it's being told to me, how you going to go off of what someone else did when you got me in? I booked the race with you, big again. So I don't give a rest.
But they tell you no mean shit. their opinion don't mean shit.
Don't mean nothing. It means nothing. Not when it comes to my money, it don't.
But see, that goes back to one thing, though. Only
right.
Well, the was they didn't have a DP.
I don't want to complicate your show, Big Eddie. I ain't going to go off into all the other, the detail of all the other stuff. I'm
Y'all go ahead, man.
About,
I'm going to sit back.
I'm going to strictly talk about what I heard Rob just going off track officials, track rules, and who don't know the rules. Well, then, if that be the case, like I say, you started counting your head as soon as I bumped in and turned on my pre-stage. That's fine. But that don't mean that's exactly when that man hit that switch.
Right. That man,
you don't know
your reaction.
You don't know if he hit it immediately, if he was delayed a second, if somebody called his name, he turned around.
Was he blowing his nose? Look, was he blowing his nose?
You don't know.
Was he conversating?
Oh, man.
All we do know is no red light fail to indicate that I've timed out. When your team say you went, they went to the track officials, and everyone else said that there was nothing wrong with the tree. I mean, what else is that to go off? Is that not going off track rules?
Mm-hmm.
This is another thing if you're going to look at. 7 seconds is a hell of a long time. It seems like bam, bam to us, but that is a lot of time. Who's the vetted track official that gave him 10 seconds?
Right.
We really don't know.
I wonder how that really go. How could you tell?
But we do know he gave him 7. We do know he gave him 7. That's for sure.
Yeah. I've been just listening. But all they got to realize is fuck when that man clicks that switch. It don't mean shit.
Mm-hmm.
Only until you light up 3 bulbs the timer is activated. Whether it's set on 7 seconds, 10 seconds, or 30 seconds. When that man clicked that switch, it doesn't mean shit. The time only starts to 3 bulbs turn on.
3 bulbs on. Okay. Now, there go your answer right
okay.
there. There go
now
your
that's
answer.
I understand it. That's
yeah.
I understand
so,
well,
if you motherfuckers well, think y'all grudge racers, y'all need to learn the rules. Fuck what that man do at the front. It's all about that tree.
Then I got a question.
Why do they always
run to the official and get mad at him, Ben, if that man don't mean shit? I just got to ask.
Because they don't know what the fuck they doing.
Which one of them?
Really, myself, I think, I say this all the time. Some things we just take as an implied. In other words, some things we just automatically figure have been factored in. Like when you speak of the time, the 7 seconds or the 10 seconds, I think everyone on this phone is automatically figuring that once somebody turn on a pre-stage, other somebody turn on a pre-stage, once somebody turn on a stage, we really thinking that 3 bulbs are on. I think that's where everybody's mind. That's what I like to think. Where everybody's
hey,
mind.
If you were driving a car, you wouldn't know when 3 bulbs is on.
Right, because you're gonna see them. They're gonna light up in your face.
That's right.
You're gonna light up.
So what the starter got to do with it has nothing to do with the timer. You can sit there all fucking day until you turn them 3 bulbs on. That's when the timer starts. I don't know what y'all talking about.
That's why I said,
Chuck. We ain't got nothing
that's
to do with
I
the
said,
damn
I think
timer.
Everybody.
It's ran by the computer.
So,
that's why
my thing is, they be fucking at the official for no reason, then, right? So, you saying they fucking at the official for no reason?
So, what is he hitting the switch for? When he gets on that switch,
when it's on automatic. When it's on automatic, When it's automatic,
I'm not asking you when it's going automatic. I'm asking you when he hit the switch.
Go ahead.
I want to know too. Go ahead.
I'm listening to you. Come on.
I'm just telling you. If it was on automatic or manual, once you do that burnout and you cross that beam, depending on what is AccuTime or whatever, you're going to see the little blue light flashing at the top. That means it's in race position, whatever the
race
mode. So when they have the switch and the starter, when he rolls up, you click that beam, you both get in it. He's going to click it anyway. But it still has nothing to do with the three bulbs start the timer. It doesn't matter what he clicks it on. Whenever, whoever, whatever time he clicks.
Now, Chuck, but I'm not understanding then. Why do they always argue at the fish like he's responsible for turning on the timer then? Explain that part then.
What'd you say, Preacher Boy?
I asked you, why do they always argue at the fisher like he hadn't turned on the timer then? Because he's not in control of the timer.
The only people that's arguing at the fisher because they don't know the damn rule.
Okay, but my question remains, what is he doing when he gets that switch, Chuck?
He just, if it's not on automatic and you see a timer out there in the front with a damn cord strapped to a damn switch, all he's doing is saying it's ready to go when he clicks the switch.
All right.
All the shit is ran by the computer. The computer starts counting, but it doesn't count time out until three bulbs light up. Why you think they can have, he can turn that motherfucker on anytime. They can have a staging duel. They'll sit there 45 minutes. But ain't none of them going to get a damn red light.
I don't see staging duels before.
This is the same argument they having. The track man ain't got nothing to do with this. When they turn them three bulbs on the tree, it's fully activated and it starts counting.
Mm-hmm.
And this really shouldn't be a fucking argument because you never pull into the first beam until you're ready to go.
Right.
All right.
Unless you get in there and you start snorting the car, purging the car.
You don't do nothing.
A phone call.
When you pull in that first beam, you got to be ready to get into the second one.
We know that, Chuck, but you just seen it happen. You seen a motherfucker get in the first beam, and then he put the car in neutral, and he spread through the motor about three or four times.
Nah, I'm going to call Leon and tell him you're on here talking about him.
Oh, man. You'll be lying. I never said no name.
It don't matter. You know Leon fucked up that day.
The other guy had something, But I mean, I say again, I have only heard one side of the race that everyone is talking about.
Amen.
Also, they're talking about Jeremiah and Tidy Bowl race. But when you go to that line.
Hey, come on with that background noise. Who's that with that background noise? Come on.
Let me tell y'all some funny shit. When I ran
Terrio. And you stage. You go that line and you stage. You, as they say, you pre-stage and you stage your car and you bump on in. When you chase that man down through that corner of that eighth, whatever you guys are racing, and you pay a side part off, you owe him his pot.
Case. You're 100% right.
That's not a
couple of shit
case. He's 100%
right about
that. You talking about a fucking side bet, right?
Right.
Yeah, how you gonna pay a side bit off and not pay the part off? If you pay
Now you said one man pulled in
I had to do a little research and I call bullshit on that. And the auto stuff, that clock is run off that street. And I'm gonna make a little friendly wager with Chuck and because that shit about not having nothing to do with it, that bullshit. That got something to do with it. When that man, that's what he is the damn father. And that's what he's hitting that switch for. He is starting that however you want to put it, the time of the clock, what the hell ever. If that man...
When does he click the switch on? One light or two?
Like you said, when
does he click the switch on one light or two lights?
When three lights is on, like you said, I understand how Sage and Duels work. I understand how all that works. And you were almost 100% right until you said I didn't know what the hell I was talking about with the man starting the clock. You was almost 100% right until you said that bullshit, and I would have let you ride with it and until you said it the way you said it. So now I'm going to call you on when you're wrong. I don't give a shit. You're wrong.
Uh-oh.
You was almost 100% right.
You can call me wrong, whatever. All you have to do is sit up there and watch or ask him.
Chuck, and I sat up there with you before because I remember you moved me one time because I was actually in the beam. I sit up there all the time and bet my little tools and fuse. I mean, but the fact of the matter is, boss man, you were almost right. I mean, you was getting them all man stuff until you said that shit, and then you fell off the fucking light, man. You was right.
Hey, all you got to do is look in the rule book under the starter regulations, and then just sit at the track and watch.
Matter of fact,
here's the understanding and misunderstanding, I think, of everything. If you one car bump in and trying to pre-stage on, and the other car haven't done nothing, no, the starter not going to start the timer. He's not. If the car that turned a pre-stage on, turn a stage light on, the starter going to start the timer. He can be timed out then. If both cars turn a pre-stage on, then it can become, that's when we see our stage and do it. Yeah, but if he
and neither one of them have to move.
He wouldn't be in the middle of the track. What if he up there in the middle of the goddamn car for?
I think it's just a matter of understanding. I wish we had a tree man
we can call, but we don't live down south, so we can't call nobody to work the tree.
Tree guy is here. You got any questions to ask me, guys? Go on ahead.
Let me ask the whole panel something. So if it don't turn red, the race go in, right? I mean, if the tree don't turn red on the timeout or the time in play or whatever. If the fucker don't time you out,
it's a race.
Right. If you didn't red light, it's a race then, right?
You're
what the fuck is
yeah.
all the arguing about? Okay, why would there be all the arguing? Okay, well, why would there be all the arguing? If they say
like
it's 7 seconds,
I'm just trying to say,
hold
no
it, just hear me.
Well, I'm trying to train you,
Terry. Right, that's all. Wait, I'm just. Well, let me ask you the question. If they say you running track rules and you going by the timer, if the tree never time you out,
you never time
and it
out.
Go green, it's a race then. It's track rules then, right? I mean.
Yes.
Everybody agree on that part. They're trying to understand the tree. Yeah, everybody agree on that part. But they just want
to
understand
the best thing
what
to do.
Work, how the tree works.
It's almost the best thing to do then. So what the best thing to do, which I didn't hear Chuck said playing around and all this other bullshit, is just have the money in somebody's hand. And let them call the fucking race. And it ain't no problem then. And if
right.
if you agree to let Big
that,
Eddie call the race, if you agree to let whoever call, mix that money together and fucking race. And you ain't got no problems. That's all I'm trying to understand, right?
Well,
if the tree don't turn green, I mean red, and count you out, that money in somebody's hand, do the fucking race and get paid or lose. Win or lose.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right or wrong?
But at the end, I say again,
I'm on mute now. I'm on mute, and I just want to hear what y'all said.
Yep.
Terry, you're right, but it's easier said than done.
It's true. No, it's not. It's not hard to do. It's easy to do. It's just find you somebody to hold that money. If what we're saying is true, a DP man would have paid the man.
One DP man, not two.
You can't have two DP men. You know,
what we need to do, Ed, is get a guy, a official, that know what track rules is so everybody can ask their questions. And they don't have no misunderstanding what track rules is.
Call Big Brother, and we need to get the drag on somebody to know the rules.
I'm gonna pull a blanket off you tonight, boy. You wrong.
Yeah. But D, the only thing I wanted to clear when you say you're a DP man, they let them understand you can't. They own team can't hold each other money. One DP man would have resolved all that bullshit. Instead of having each man
hold
their money.
I like what this boy said. Let the track hold it if they want to hold it.
What race y'all talking about?
For the most part,
about in general. We basically talk about it in general. Yeah, we want to talk about it in general, man.
We're talking about Jeremiah and Tidy Bowl, Chuck, down in Holly Springs.
That's what Kid talking about. We just talking in general.
Tidy Bowl should have been paid.
Everybody agreed with that. I didn't really hear nobody disagree with that. But they're just trying to figure out how the tree works.
There got to be some disagreement now.
Huh?
There got to be some disagreement because
there
got
to
be someone that disagreed with it. Because if there was no disagreement,
I'm pretty sure it is. But that ain't what we were talking about tonight. We were mostly talking about how the tree operate. Now, if anybody want to bring it into that,
then they can do that themselves.
But that ain't what they were talking about. We were talking about the tree itself and how to understand how it operates.
That's why I said I didn't want to get into that. It all hinges from that race. I'm just gonna keep it on the race.
Right.
It's all coming from that race.
Right, but I mean, everybody knows.
At the end of the day, the people said they wasn't paying, so it wasn't really nothing to talk about. But we all get to understand it. Mostly everybody said that definitely.
It should have been paid, so they agree on that. Mostly, the people agree on that. But then they say, "Well, how? What's called said? Well, when do the time of start? Now, Chuckman told us when the time of start.
When the lights was on.
When the green light is on. But you do have the option to tell the man in the grudge race you don't want no timer, but you should go up there together and tell us.
That's all. Simple shit.
That's it.
The thing is,
now when you just got one bulb on a piece, y'all both can sit there where the timer gonna tell y'all to come on up. Y'all stay here too long.
Chuck said all that.
It's a big union.
Yeah.
Understanding. Well, if we break it down to understanding, it'll be simpler. You know,
I'm going to go on here and look for some of my class officials to get on here so everybody can ask their questions, even the ones that think they know the answer to something. And they can come up with any scenario they want to come up with, and they'll find out what it is.
If you ask Taylor,
you want some clarity,
call the big brother. You ask Taylor right now, you know about a timer, he's going to tell you no.
Every track in a mirror that no.
Hey, Rob, that would be great. That would be great if you could do that. That would be great, but I doubt it. But that would be great if you could do that.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to look in my Rolodex and see if I can get in touch with some. Hopefully, you know, so guys can really ask questions and pull out any scenario they want to pull out and understand what the rules are. And then so it have a good clarity. There's no reason to argue about something that already cover all the bases for whatever scenario come about. There's no threat. There's no
especially the safety part.
Right. The track rules is mainly for safety. But yeah, you're right. And then when you talk about class racer, then y'all understand class rules when you call track rules.
Well, get to rolling your decks, man.
Okay, I'm going to roll my deck.
I got to say, call the big fella if you want some clarity on the rules.
Don't call someone that raised once every millennium.
Dragged and came on here before and told these guys all the rules. They ain't listen. So now we're trying to get somebody that is an official to do it for
real. Well, you know,
and maybe they'll listen.
Well, the reason why I think people want to listen to guys like a person that know it, if that's in the game, because we're so stuck on lying to each other, they think somebody lying to them. But if you get somebody that's not a part of it, maybe they'll listen to it.
Yeah, maybe.
He's going to tell it. They know the big fella gonna
tell
it.
He gonna tell it. He know it just like Chuck know it. Chuck can explain it, and it look like they doubt what he's saying. So Drag explain it, and the people that don't really know him gonna doubt what he's saying.
I'm not doubting. I ain't saying you. I'm just saying in general.
Some people doubt me.
I understand why people don't lie. Chuck to be the DP man anyway. We know
Listen.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah,
we hear you.
I would like to introduce you guys to one of the great racers of our time. He's the leader of Chicago. He represents Chicago very well. He represents the North very well.
In fact, he's the number one racer out there right now.
Y'all give it up for the one that's opening. Sergeant Ryan is in the house.
Come on.
All right, y'all.
Yeah,
Let me in.
Hey, what up, Ryan?
What up,
Big E? Look,
ain't
nothing too much, man. Just having fun.
I called in, but my phone, I guess it wasn't clicking me on the way I need to get clicked on, so I had to call Brother D to get me in. But you know,
oh man,
track rules don't. I don't know if everybody knows, but track rules at one track they own fucking rules. This is whatever that official say. It ain't one track rules fit all tracks. It don't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's whatever that he say because the outside lines on the track for those lanes, they drawn in different places. Some tracks don't have the outside line. So the track rules is gonna be
dependent on
every individual track that you go to. So that don't mean shit.
Mm-hmm.
If you got one person get on to say something, because all the tracks they got different rules and they set up kind of differently.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just told him that part.
That's why I keep trying to stress. That's not the only reason. That's one of the main reasons, Sarge. I keep trying to stress the fact that no matter what went down in that race. Now, like I said, they can call it talking about the rules or whatever. It's all based from that race. And no matter what happened, if you pay a side bet off, how do you not pay the pot off? You got to pay me. If you pay a side bet off. Anybody that you pay, not only a side, I don't care if it's a dollar or $100,000. When you pay off
you
one somebody,
you lost. You admit
it's
you
an
lost.
Indication that you lost the race.
Mm-hmm.
What? It's just that simple. Donald Trump
bottom
lost
line.
The election. He went around telling the world he didn't win. But he got a recorder.
Right.
Now he's saying, how can I lose to the effing guy? He's admitting that he lost. If he don't talk
right.
to one somebody. So if you only pay $1 off, you admitting that's an admission of guilt. You got to pay me.
But you know they messed up by saying, you know we know how it went, but they messed up by saying that comes from somebody's inexperience that commits to running them over. Once you commit to running somebody over, that means everything said before that is null and void. So you got to run them over, and they made that agreement.
Yeah, but now, to my understanding, I don't know how true this is or not. Like I said, I'm only hearing it from one side. But to my understanding, the man that committed to run the race over is not the one that locked the race in.
Locked him in.
No,
I heard
not
that
the
too.
Owner of the car. He's not the owner of the car. So with that being said, he can't
they
commit
said
to
over
running
the
my
driver.
Race over.
Yeah.
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 But
he can't commit
to run
my race over.
But I'm going to tell you this. As a race team, everybody have their own individual way of doing things. But that driver had no business to open up his fucking mouth. You understand? Because he's only the driver. So as a driver, see, sometimes our pride get in the way. But as a driver, only thing he had to say, man, I'm only the driver. You got to go talk to them. I don't know.
You know what?
I'm
going to agree with him because I drive a B-Fin. And when they had that difficulty, I said, talk to B-Fin. He locked you in. I ain't said a word. I'm just a driver.
Yeah. But see,
no matter how much
money
I got betted, the driver.
Yeah, but sometimes people get in the way because they ego and they got pride. But they don't know that they have fucking pride. But pride, see, like, to be prideless, the only thing you have to do is just say, man, I don't know, just say my car. I'm just a driver. Go talk to them.
That's it. That's it.
That's the easiest way to do things, but when you start opening your mouth talking about, man, we'll rerun it, then there ain't no fight because he agreed to rerun it. That ain't for the opposite team to figure out whether he got, how much power he got with that crew. That ain't for them to figure it out, so I can understand.
Right.
But that has come with inexperience. As far as like track rules, you can't tell me 41 and still got the same fucking track rules because they don't. Because 41, I remember years ago, it wasn't no outside lines at 41. It was just a fucking wall. So in NHRA rules,
that was the boundary.
And experience.
He's got a line or a wall or a guardrail.
But that boy could have easily spoken out of turn, not because his pride. He stated on the show he was bum rushed. He was bombarded. He was overwhelmed, and he messed up. It wasn't his pride that made him say it. You know, he made a simple mistake by being overwhelmed the moment. You know what I mean? Being out of town, all of it together, collectively, it just overwhelmed him. But when it's all said and done, not to, you know, try to bring no bullshit in it, but like I say, let's keep it real. You own Dirty Diana. If I drove Dirty Diana and somebody came and told you, hey, Ryan, Mr. said you're going to run it over, the first thing going to come out your mouth, that's not Mr.'s car. You see what I'm saying? That's not his
car.
No,
you ain't lock in with Mr. You didn't lock in with Mr. That's what he's going to say.
So all that about, well, we didn't do this because of the driver, you did not lock in with him. They know this. You know, this is just all some old bullshit to, you know, to justify the decision you made to not pay that man. And I didn't want to get into that tonight. We were just talking about the truth. But since we done fucking keep it 100, that's garbage.
Oh, man.
That's garbage. That man should have been paid. All that bullshit about you spoke to his driver, that's not who you locked that car in with. And I have heard the guy who owns that Regal, I've heard him say the same things in regards to his car. I own that car. I run that car. All that shit about I spoke to his driver, that's garbage.
He most definitely should have paid. But you know, like with me, I'm not gonna push on something where somebody else not gonna push on it. You know, like
not at all. Not at all.
They would never do that with me because they know it's gonna be they go out to run up a uphill with fucking oil on it, and they go out to it's gonna be a big deal. So it's not gonna be one of them. Like, you know, the same people tried to lie. Well, I ain't gonna say the same people, but Big Fern tried to lie to me and tell me that he locked in a race with me, that I was the only person that had to come off the damn trailer. I told him, ain't what you locked in. So he said, that is. I said, no, it ain't, man. You know, you can't tell me. They ain't never done a drug in my motherfucking life. You can't tell me a motherfucker that's a drug abuser. They more smart and more sharper than I am. It's impossible. That's why I don't do no fucking drug. But the same person, in his mind, he probably thought about it the next morning, and he brought up, he said, man, you know, you supposed to come off the trailer. I don't. And in the back of my mind, I said, that's what he meant to say. I said, but ain't no way in hell that they can be. I don't give a fuck what they do. You get what I'm saying? I granted their wish. Go up there and take that motherfucker. I said, I don't give a fuck what you do. You can't beat me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck what happens and what. It wasn't even the same about whooping them because I knew I was going to win. It was just like, okay, I just made a takedown. It wasn't no fuck. It wasn't because they ain't shit. They may be something to y'all, but they ain't nothing to me.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't nothing but some little fucking boys to me.
Damn.
So.
Hey, kid. I just got a quick question, man.
That's all I can tell you.
I keep hearing NHRA rules. They was racing at an IHRA track. Rules are different.
No, you still got a boundary. You still have a boundary.
Yeah, still a boundary.
Wall,
but they,
a line.
But they keep looking at the NHRA book, not the IHRA.
I said the NHRA, but I mean, what?
Oh, no, somebody
so
else hit
that,
said
what,
that,
what
the, that, that the other week, the other day.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, what I was getting at is just because the person say track rules, the rules at the Grove are not the fucking same rules at 41.
Exactly. Yep.
So if a person not experienced in drag racing, like if you go to these different tracks, some of these tracks are outside line, they don't exist. So it's the fucking wall. You get what I'm saying? That's the boundary of the goddamn wall.
Mm-hmm.
So you can drag,
every track
you can hit
is different.
The wall and keep on going down. Yeah, you can hit the wall and keep on going down the fucking track. If you turn the wind light on, you fucking win.
the moral of that story is the man didn't fight for his own money. Who in the fuck do you think was going to help him fight for something that he didn't fight for himself? That was the bottom line right there.
I mean, that's pretty much what you get at. But you know, I ain't the one that wanted to say it like that.
You got to say it like it is. Say it like it is. Keep the bullshit down.
No,
the man said
he wasn't paying them a dime. Well, I mean, you know, whatever it was, you know, it ain't no big deal to me because at the end of the day, I did what I said I was going to do. I helped a man out to fuck those people up, and he did exactly that. So, you know, but I mean, just like, it ain't no strange happening. I knew that this was going to happen, and I tried to warn them. I told them to get him to fuck up out the damn car. I said, he don't have no fucking experience. And I told Vaughn, I said, you get in the damn car if you feel that he ain't going to do what he needs to do. But the guy kept insisting on he could drive. The man told me he can drive my car. He said, I can get in your car and drive it. That was an insult. I said, you ain't never been nowhere near as fast. You ain't never been nowhere near as fast as where I done fucking been in the damn car, and I don't drive my own shit. So you know, when somebody say something like that, that's like a kid. That's like a kid talk about they can do math, but you don't even know how to count. You know, it's just some dumb shit. So I told him, get him out the car. He has no experience. And it's so because they didn't even leave with the nitrous on. That comes with inexperience.
That's why the car was down there doing the dumb shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, like just that race. Like, you can sit outside those fucking beams and do all what you want to do. But when you get in those beams, you got to be ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be fucking around.
Story.
And
you sitting in that car and leaving, it's a whole different story.
Yeah. You know, it was just something that happened at that time that he wasn't ready for. And I told him that the car is going to work different than it ever worked before once we get done with it. And that's exactly what happened. It was another car.
Something he wasn't used to. He wasn't expecting what he was getting.
Well, I mean, nobody going to be used to it. Nobody going to be used to it until they get in there and grab their experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to be like, everybody had their first time at running 1250. In order to learn how to run 1250, you had to get in a car that run 1250. So, you know, you have to be able to have that experience. But you can't blame nobody. It's just a learning lesson. Just a learning lesson for everybody to know these are things that could possibly go on. You have to be careful when you lock in certain people, certain groups of people. But you don't give up on them and say you ain't going to race them no more. You just, that'll give you evidence to go back
get
and beat that motherfucking ass.
Right.
Yeah.
You'll never get your leg back. You got to punish them. Now you got to punish them.
Yeah.
You don't avoid them. You punish them.
The only loss I had this year was that fucking Mustang. And right now I'm at the point where he didn't call me 3 or 4 times this week. Said, could I go to Florida? Can I give him the back tire? I asked him, why would I need to give you the back tire and you beat me? You know, so they don't give people no get back. Tidy Bowl's not going to be able to run that car no more because they not going to run it. I'm gonna say that right now. It's gonna be some bullshit. It's always gonna be hard to lock them in. It's just gonna be a lot of bullshit going on. Hey, Big Eddie, you were saying now. What was you saying about 2 weeks ago?
About what?
About Zay?
Well, the same thing I'm gonna say tonight. He's still a bad man.
No, you.
But remember,
to, you
Ryan.
To
but remember, that. Remember. Bobby Cole straightened me out that day, so that didn't apply no more because you like raced in the Midwest 2 or 3 times. What?
I had to chop his head off. I had to chop his head off. And put his head on a platter and bring it to me.
I seen that,
you like
man.
That?
Yeah. I mean, hey,
I had to chop his head way down in Georgia. Hey, I had to chop his head way down in Georgia, put it in the statue, and bring it back to you and throw it on the table and say, there's your king right there.
Damn. Okay. All right. Yeah,
hey,
my man.
Right,
You killed my king, man. You killed the Chicago king.
No, I ain't the king of Chicago. I'm going to say that right now. I won't take that title.
Oh, if I'm not mistaken, I remember telling you that night, it ain't no one man that I got in line for the king of Chicago. Ain't no one man.
I told you that night.
It got to be at least three or four people in line for that.
Did I not say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tate damn so on top, but he ain't racing nobody. We know Tate the baddest man. If anybody racing, but if nobody racing, he's just bad.
So I'm asking you this. Because nobody really racing me from here like that either. So that means they bent the knee. That means you have no challenges. You know what I'm saying? You have nobody that can question you.
One of the people that won't race you is your teammate.
Who?
I just can't look over him because he didn't do so much in this gang bond.
I can't look past Bond, man. I keep telling you that. No, it ain't. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have a platform to do whatever I do.
Okay, and we talk
about that's what a team. That's what a team is for. Actually, he felt the top of me. Around this, it ain't even been a whole year since I've had that car. He found the car. He talked to the guy. Only thing I did was ride down there, pay for it, and bring it back. I didn't even bring it back. I just rode with them and go down there. We raced the day before.
Mm-hmm.
We won, and we came back. We came back with another car. Yeah.
Right now, y'all got a combination of people that can't be beat. Y'all got Chi-Town most wanted in y'all corner and Vaughn team. Them two teams right there. It's Tosh not team, right? And then we got to come and try to beat that.
You know, we had one hiccup with Vic, but hopefully I'll lock him in with Bobby Brace. I'll clean him up real good. He ain't nothing.
Okay.
I'll clean him up real good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we in the grins, Ryan. I just be talking shit to you because you be talking shit to me, man. And anytime you talk shit to me on the radio, I got to shine, man. So I got to come over with all kinds of bullshit.
You got to defend yourself,
huh? I don't mind.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't mind. You know, hey, we always going to be brothers. It don't bother me none whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, bro.
But, I'm always going to be... on the side of righteousness. I ain't going to be lying for nobody.
Me too.
I ain't going to take nobody's side. If it's going to be right, it's split down the middle.
I try to be right. So if I say something wrong, it ain't because I'm doing it on purpose. I really mean what I'm saying. I'm thinking I'm really right. But I ain't going to say I can make mistakes too.
Yeah. Sometimes our own perception of right is different from person to person.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like that, just because you may say I'm wrong, that don't mean I'm wrong. But if I say you're wrong, that don't mean you're wrong. That is our perception on what we think what right is.
We look at it, right.
But I think like they had a problem down there with the lockup with Biz and Zay.
Well,
I was on the phone. The person that was arguing wasn't even on the phone. So I just told them there was never mention about doubling the pot up or nothing. But if it was a discrepancy, I would have just told us, like, we go get him the money back. It wouldn't have been no argument.
Mm-hmm.
We just get the money back. You follow what I'm saying? Like it would have been better just to get a money back before it became an argument. But the argument was
right.
They said you go lock in Lil Vinny, and if he wins, then they'll double the pot up to run Zay. And that wasn't the lockup. That was something that somebody made up. So,
right, because I was on there with y'all. Yeah.
So the whole thing of it was, I'm glad that you could be a witness to say what it was and what it wasn't. But you see, the pot was only for $2,000. And at one point in time, I had more on the side than the pot was. And that was the reason.
Dang.
So we didn't want to draw that pot up, because whatever we draw the pot up to, we have to run an equal amount when we raise it.
Exactly. Exactly. Uh-huh. That was said. Yes, it was. Yep. That is exactly what was said in the lockup. And then even Biz even mentioned, that way if I lose, I just say the box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly what Biz said. He said, but you got a good chance, Biz, because if you had to happen to win, you can double up.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough. Oh, where everybody go, Ryan? You fell off? Don't sound like Ryan fell off, y'all.
Oh, man.
He'd probably be back. He said when he called in, hit the one button. I guess I didn't see it. Probably wasn't looking at the board, so he called D. Or maybe he called back in and hit the one button with his number. Do I know his number by heart? Nope. But I know when he opened his mouth.
Yeah, my phone had that. But
okay.
But you heard exactly what the lock in was, right? But when we got down there, Parn was arguing saying the lock up, we have to run double the pot. Like why say something like that when that ain't true?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like why even say that? We on the phone, we all listening. No one never said we gonna run for double the pot. But he down there arguing about something that he wasn't even on the damn phone.
Right.
That's how confusion starts over nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I wouldn't even allow myself to tell a lie about a lock-in, because you don't want your name to be tainted that the motherfucker ain't gonna run you no more. Because you can start so much confusion where a person be like, man, I don't even want to fuck with this person because it's all with the hassle. So it's better just to be straight up. If you can't win, then don't get up there.
That's all.
I heard that, Ryan. Good point, Ryan.
Like, don't get up there and be trying to trick motherfuckers. That ain't what blood racing is. You can't. Like, I blame that goddamn bald head, AK Skin. Because he do a lot of tricking people, and they think, but see, that's his game of doing, but these people do it, and they don't be tricking nobody. They just flat out fucking liars.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difference. See, he do a wordplay and stiff. These people that lie and just make up shit that's more beneficial than them. That ain't how drug racing go.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't fucking win, don't get up there because it's gonna be confusing.
Yeah, you're
gonna try to make the shit up where it's gonna be a all out failure.
Mm-hmm.
You got a good point, Ryan. Got a good point.
And then they lying something about they gap beers. They ain't gap him. That was a close race.
Oh,
man. Now, what was the gap is when Karachi went down there with Lil Vinny. That was a big gap.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all want to know what was a bigger gap? It's when that little boy went
gap,
down
man?
There with that motherfucking big Dirty Diana. It was a big old gap then.
What up, kid?
If that hey Big E, is that who you call your king?
Huh?
Who's they? Was that your king out there?
They call himself Chicago King, not my king. He say he was Chicago King.
The only thing
I tried to clarify to y'all was they said he didn't want no trouble because you had a big block. Now
mm-hmm.
he went and took a chance and got his ass pulled out. So that don't take no point from him for me, because he went out there and tried.
I mean, we all take a chance. I don't know what he got in his damn car. I don't know if he got a small block. Y'all don't know if I got a big block in there because y'all ain't never seen it. Now, I can verbally tell y'all I got a big block in there, but at
mm-hmm.
the end of the day, you know, that's like, you just seen what that small block, that yellow Mustang down there. It ran 418 to 417, and it had a stock block and a stock head, a stock cast
mm-hmm.
head LS, and it ran 180 miles an hour.
Damn!
Oh yeah.
You can't tell me nothing about no small block.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's some amazing shit down there, Ryan. But what he was saying, he know he ain't got one of them.
What up, Ryan?
Well, we don't know what he got. We don't know what he got.
I don't know
so
what he got. I don't know what you got.
See,
I ain't gonna say
yeah,
it.
See,
I'm just telling you what he said. He didn't want none.
See, people throw salt on other people's race programs. See, I don't know
mm-hmm.
nobody got. I don't even want to know. But you know, somebody gave me some advice.
I got a hand up.
They said because
you can't use that. They can't use that excuse because when he was in Holly, he ran known big blocks in the shootout, and he gambled on the side and grudged them on the side in the shootout. So he can't use that. He don't run big block shit.
No, he didn't say that. He said he didn't want to run that big block, and he can say whatever he wants to say. That's his program,
man. Now I get more specific, Carl. So you take
I didn't want to run that big block.
He's putting Geico on Zay now.
That's what you're doing. We're trying to have a different conversation. I'm trying to explain it to you.
I know you just want to get out of line.
But you won't let me talk, man. See, this is what you do, Flop, and I'm just trying to explain it to you.
I gotta keep it down in the middle now, Big Eddie. Flop was talking, and when Flop says, then you started, then Flop started talking. The only thing Flop said was that that's how he feels. He didn't say yay or nay, it is, right? He just said how he feels. Yeah, you call Flop and you say it. No, you put it on your big behind.
He said on Geico. I said you put your ass on Geico.
Yeah,
he called. That's an insult he called himself doing. When I was trying to explain to him
Hey, Eddie, let me explain to you so you know what I meant. When I said Geico, that means you giving Zay a way out. You putting insurance on what he said.
But I wasn't, Flop. I was trying to explain to you. Like I explained to you, he said that big block. Right,
Eddie,
I'm just
shut the fuck up. I see. I guess because I'm from down south, and I'm gonna play that one. I can't have no opinion on your show, so I go on mute.
No, you can have whatever opinion you want, man. But you gotta let somebody else give you an opinion. That's all I want to do, man.
Eddie, I had said two words. I pushed the one button. You opened my mic.
Then you came back and you said he didn't
want to
run that big block.
But okay, cool. All right,
all right, man. All right. Now, D-Man, I'm just trying to explain to how it really went as far as I've seen it, you know. But,
right.
Man, they don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that. I don't mean to.
But at first when you said he don't want to run no big block, and that's what Flop was referring to, he can't say he won't run no big block. No,
that ain't what I said, though, D.C.
Wait. Hold on, Big Ed. We can dance together. We can't talk together. At first, he didn't want to run no big box. Flop came back, and Flop said he cannot say that when he ran known big box and gambled on the side. Then you came back, and you said, well, he don't want to run that big block, which he got all
That's
the right in the world to say that. Now, when you said that, but that changed the whole scenario when you said that. See, that changes it. When you said that big block. There's a difference in that big block versus not wanting to run big blocks.
Well, see, I never said he didn't want to run a big block. I told Ryan, he said he didn't want no trouble from him. So that's Ryan Big Block. So that's the way I meant it, just like I told Ryan. And Ryan saying, oh, yeah, I know. But that don't mean nothing to me because what small blocks do. And we know it's some rough small blocks out there. They don't feel he had enough small block for it. But he figured it was a trick in there for him when he said off the trailer because he told you to get down the track. He told you to get down the track, D, that when he went out there and blowed the tires, it fucked him up too. You know what I'm saying? But he was thinking he was going to hook. And Ryan had a bigger chance of blowing the tire.
Well, I said,
you know y'all can have this motherfucking show. Y'all won't hear me no more tonight.
No, we want you to talk, Eddie.
No, I'm not going to say a motherfucking thing. I got too many ignorant motherfuckers, and I'm going to just go and let y'all have a show tonight.
No, Eddie, no.
Lord, how much...
I'm going to talk to you, Eddie, please,
hey,
Eddie.
Shorty, stop buying that goddamn phone.
Eddie,
you know,
what?
But I'm going to say it like this. You know, we can't, like, see, the platform of letting these motherfuckers get out there and say what they have and then don't mess with me, then they don't need to be in drag racing. You can't sit there and say, oh, my motor's smaller than yours. I don't want to run you. That ain't none of your fucking business. We don't want to know what you got. This is grudge racing. You can't say that you got a small block or a big block. It don't matter. Because he'll run Tidy Bowl, won't he? Tidy Bowl got a big block. He want to run him.
Yeah. Ryan, can I say something?
Oh, man. Come on, Sean.
Hey, kid, I want to ask you a question, kid, relating to what Eddie said. So, I didn't want to run a kid with his V8 with my six-cylinder, but I took the camel and blowed the tires away, so them points shouldn't go against me, should it, according to Big Eddie? Oh, okay. I'm just asking a question. I wanted to ask
you a question. I thought you had a four-cylinder, Shorty.
No, I got six of them.
Oh, okay.
Not in a scooper.
We mixing apples with oranges because they got some six cylinders to beat the hell out that boy. So I don't have that one. I can say the same shit as they saying. I don't have the small block that they have, so it shouldn't apply to me. No, don't go like that. And that ain't what he said. That's, I never heard Zay say that. I'm just going by what Big Eddie just said.
Shorty, I'll talk to you, man. I don't know how we get this confused, but...
No, that's why I was asking you. That's why I said, Eddie, where you going? I ain't
never taking no points because you got out there. And with the way it went, I couldn't take no points from you because look what happened. But at the same time,
you won the race, man.
Yeah, well, I don't mean it for every race. You know,
I was just like Zay. I didn't want to race him, but he was talking shit, and I gambled like Zay did.
And you gambled,
Ryan.
So I can't take nothing away from you either. You got out
right,
there.
Right, that's all I was asking. I was just asking what's good for the goose, good for the gander. That's all. I'm just talking
to sensible people, man, but when people want to try to do the bullshit, because first of all, they know that I ain't got my legs no more, so they want to try to disrespect me. I'd rather not talk to them, but I know me and you can talk, Shorty.
What do you mean? Yeah.
I can't defend myself no more like I used to. So I got to back away from a lot of
shit. You should be a man up here.
Yeah, I'm still going to be a man, but I don't want to have to do the things that's going to take me off this earth, man. I don't want to do things that's going to take my freedom away. So I'd rather not get involved with it. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not
when people start threatening to talk the wrong kind of shit to me for no reason. I'm a man, and I'm only take so much, so I'd rather not get involved with that shit.
Well, if you feel it's best to step back from a come on before it go left, then that's the best thing to do. I agree with you.
That's what I'm doing, D.
Sometimes it's best that we step back, take a deep breath, you know, and then come back.
That's what I'm doing.
I think that you know yourself. I don't agree with a lot of things they do on these shows that make all the noise and the people. So I don't agree with that mess. But you know, sometimes you have to just do what you did. Take a deep breath, step back, and then come back.
Yes, sir. I know who I can talk to without the bullshit, and I know who I can't talk to. They ain't gonna have a fair conversation. I'd rather not have a bullshit conversation. If we gonna talk, let's talk for real. You know.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, like, you know, this is on this phone. All of us the same goddamn size, and all of us moving around the same. We all sitting down right now. So I imagine. I don't think that nobody's fucking walking right now. I know I'm sitting down on the goddamn couch watching TV and talking. So. You know, we all equal to that magnitude. So you ain't got
right. I'm walking around, you know, man. I'm walking around the house.
Oh, okay. But I'm walking around, man. At the end of the day, sometimes people always want to get in an argument. There's no reason to get in an argument. There ain't nothing wrong.
There you go. There you go.
That's it. That's what I just
got a point there
because
I'm eating this motherfucking ice cream.
These shows is designed to have fun, not fighting.
Yeah, but you know, we got to learn, though. And I mean, hey, I don't take my word for it, though. I mean, certain things are debatable, man. There's nothing wrong with, you know, debating a little bit. We all think we're right.
No, it ain't.
But you know, like, the way that sometimes things are, things are like, we can talk. We can talk and go back and forth, but we don't have to go back and forth in a magnitude where it becomes an argument and it's sarcasm.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. The argument leads into
what that does is, What that does, you know, is you ain't wasting gonna all of our time.
People you got with.
Well, the truth of the matter, that's all Big Ed was talking about. Big Ed was trying to talk, and somebody was blowing a whistle from the background. And I thought it was stupid myself.
Oh, I hear that.
Okay, we did it. I thought it was stupid. I think it's ignorant. I think it's all kind of derogatory stuff that I can think of.
But I guess that's why I ain't got no show. I guess that's why I ain't got no show. And I ain't got no board, because soon I hear people, they want to argue and blow whistles. I just mute their damn mic.
Yeah, I do. Especially if I know who's doing it.
You know who
you better than me. If I know who's doing it, I wouldn't mute him. I'd kill him. I'd kill him, Mike. Well, I just going to get that guy. I hang him up. I mean, you know, cause at the end of the day, I really feel like, you know, the conversation is supposed to be based around a grown men.
Yeah.
And, you know, they get to doing things on these phones that's just too childish. I've said this 1,001 times. I cannot for the life of me understand why such grown men are so childish. Your rights end where mine begin. Those are facts. They may not like the author. They may not like the deliverer. But it is what it is. If I'm talking, you should shut your damn mouth and listen. When you talking, I should do the same. But they won't do it. I heard someone blowing a whistle or something in the background. I heard it myself.
But that wasn't the only thing. That was one of the things. But I didn't like the way me and Flop was talking, and then he holler, "You don't want to get started like it's a threat, man. I ain't trying to start no bullshit with you, Flop. Why would you want to come into that? I ain't with that bullshit. And you know it, so don't do that." And I'm telling him, "No, man, I'm just trying to say something and answer your question." And he's steady trying to push the agenda like he want to go off and start that hollering and screaming.
I
wasn't finna do that with him, man.
That's why I tried to intervene. That's why
I understand that, and I know it.
I tried to cut it off because I know.
Yeah.
I didn't want you to.
Well, you know, I can say, we can talk and get our point across without saying some demeaningful things to people and arguing.
Right.
You know,
that's all.
You know, you win when somebody get an uproar. Like I tell my girl, I said you the only one upset.
That's it.
You get what I'm saying? Like it don't bother me. You the one. I tell every time that she try to say and go back and forth. I said, you don't want upset, so who winning and who losing?
I must be winning. That's right.
I just tell her, don't stand in front of the TV while I'm watching it. You can do and say all what
right.
you want to say, but you ain't going to win for me. But I don't care one way or another. But, you know, that's the whole thing. Like, you know, you don't have to be aggressive to get your point across.
Yeah.
But,
that's right.
But getting back to what we were saying was, we don't know what he got in the car, and from what I could tell, his car run pretty good.
That motherfucker run down good. Y'all sit running.
Yeah.
They kind of run good, and they kind of consistent.
Yeah.
That's all. Y'all sit running.
He did something that's very unusual when he blew his ass. They kind of makes consistent hits.
Yes, he do, and that's what he was trying to depend on. That's all I was trying to say, D. He was trying to depend on that. It didn't work for him.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's nothing wrong with what he did. It's just
right.
kind of in his favor.
There you go.
Just, you know, too much in another lane. But him taking a chance, I say it this many, many times, and I say it again. You can get up there with John Force, you got a 50-50 chance of winning. And we
That's
know he
right.
can run a 3. There's a 50-50
right.
chance of winning. He might blow the tires
off. I ain't going to lie to you. He didn't have no 50-50 chance of running me. I knew I was going to win. If he blew, if I blew the tires, this is what I thought in my mind. I could be wrong. But I felt that if I blew the tires and he's going down and crash full force, I'm thinking I could go down there and catch him.
Go get him.
That's it. Not a 50-50 in that one.
Yeah,
I hear you,
Ryan.
I hear you.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. So what I seen out there wasn't nothing.
That's
yo,
Eddie.
Yes, sir.
I want to say something. I heard you, what some of the things you just said. You got me all wrong about you, brother. You got me all wrong about you about wanting to start.
I hope so,
something.
Man,
because
I don't feel bad
you
about you.
You can't defend yourself. And hey, Eddie, man, you done here to talk, man. This ain't, you know that ain't even doing me. So I hate that you think that way or whatever the case may be, but I ain't on none of that shit, man, at all.
As long as I know that flop, man, we good. As long as I know that, man, like I say, I ain't never wanted no problem with you, man.
Let me say this. I didn't know somebody was blowing a whistle. I didn't even know somebody was blowing a whistle. That was news to me.
I don't know what they're blowing, man.
Yeah. So I didn't hear none of that.
Whistling or something. Yeah.
No, ain't none of that. And I wasn't offending you, but in my opinion, it felt like.
Is why I made the Geico comment. That's all. No, I was still trying to explain to you where I was trying to get to.
Right.
Because
I was making my point because I got caught in that wave of that big block shit when he was running big blocks. He ran a couple of my buddies and fucked them up.
Well, we know that's always a possibility, man, but... You know, that was his point, and then he tried to pull the old little thing and try to get it on, and it didn't work out for him. But, hey, I love Chicago, so whether him or Ryan win, it don't make me no different because I just like love Chicago. I'm down with Chicago now. If they're running somebody from somewhere else, then I'm going with Chicago. Win, lose, or draw. It's just simple as that.
Yeah. But, you know, we can't, you know, like, what I'm getting at is, you can't say Taibo get up there and I'll beat the hell out of Taibo, but then when I get up there, tell about, no, you got a big block. He got one, too. If you don't run them, then don't run them. You follow what I'm saying? Like, if you don't run no big blocks, then don't run none of them. Don't pick and choose on which ones you're going to run.
Well, you know they're going to do that.
Hey, Sheriff. And one of my comments was based on after he ran the boy Squirrel, the first thing they said, man, we ran a 900-inch with three systems and this and that and a Mustang.
What?
Why the hell you won't run John? Why the hell you won't run Ryan? And he got a heavy-ass G-body. Well, who knows what in it? Because he ain't never showed it to nobody.
How would they know they got it? Like, you know, like they tune their own horn to say, he got a 959. How do they know that? Like,
right.
You know,
but see, whether it's a brag or it's factual, they shooting themselves in the foot when they come to say they don't run big blocks. That's all I was saying.
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
Hey.
What's happening, Ryan? What's going on, fellas?
What up, bud?
Hey, y'all. Can I say this? I've been listening to you guys for a while. Ryan, Flop. What's going on, Flop? I popped you off when they was running them, your guys. I know what you're talking about. But see, Ryan, this is what you got to understand. Y'all can't get mad. You really should take it as a pat on the back that a man respect your program like that, to where he'll say, I'll run this big block, but I won't run you.
Mm-hmm.
He really giving you the ultimate respect, and you ain't seeing it that way. You know what I'm saying? You're seeing it another way. Y'all looking at it from a different angle. When he say he don't want to run you, that's respect. Because if he'll run this big block, and he run them big blocks down south, and then he got to you and say, I don't want to run you. What you think about that? You say, oh, he's
scared.
You should say, man, my program that tight to where this fast motherfucker here don't want to fuck with me.
Hey, Ryan, let me ask him a question real quick. Hey, Bud.
But I'm going to get on mute, y'all. What up, though?
Hey, Bud, I don't want you to go on mute. I want to talk to you.
Talk to me.
Your skin. This is what I want to say to
you. Oh,
there,
Shorty.
That's why I say it. It ain't got, yeah. What up, Bud?
What up, Shorty?
Bud, this is what I'm going to say to that. I agree with you, what you saying. But in grudge racing, a lot of people don't want no pat on the back. They want you to get your ass up there. Now, let me say this,
hey,
Bud.
Okay.
Hold on, bud. See, you going, you said what you said,
you
and I
you,
said you
stop
are correct.
Talking, man. Come
You're
on,
correct.
Come on.
Okay, let me finish. Listen to what I'm saying. You said it should show a sign of respect. But y'all didn't say nothing when he disrespect. The man say Ryan is the dumbest motherfucker in drag racing. He this and that. He going to beat the fuck out of him. He been locked in with him before. It rained or whatever. All that type of shit happened. See, y'all don't look at
hey,
none
shorty,
of that.
Shorty.
Y'all killed me.
Shorty,
y'all
who said all that?
Hey, Shorty. That's
all
right.
That,
Shorty? I'm going to give
they
you a promise. Can I say this?
They won't let me finish. Bud, I didn't say a word when you was talking, brother.
No.
I didn't say a word.
You just said what you said, right? Can I comment to what you
said? I did not finish, man. Eddie came in, then you came in. I didn't wasn't
saying.
I'm saying, I'm trying to sum it up, if you would allow me to, bud. I'm saying, y'all quick to say, y'all don't understand. You should show it's a sign of respect. Who the fuck want a pat on the back when you built a car of grudge race? Some people do. You're correct. But what I'm saying is he don't want no pat on the back. I damn sure don't want one on my ass. I want to beat your motherfucking ass. What I'm
hey,
saying is they're just like they say in Terrio, you won't let me finish, bud. They keep
letting
me finish.
Well, why is he
wanting
another
dub? You won't let me respond.
Man,
to what
you keep
just said,
okay.
But people won't.
All right, well, go
you
on,
said what
I'm
people
go
won't.
Mute,
then
man,
you stop.
I didn't cut you off, bud. Whatever the fuck you
okay.
want to say, you said it. It don't matter
you
how you
respond
to what I said. You said what you had to say, and Ryan was going to say something. I said, Ryan, can I ask Bud something? Don't go nowhere.
You
was
going to
go
with Ryan.
You
said Ryan didn't want a pat on the back. You spoke with Ryan, whether he wanted or not. That's what.
Because I know he don't. Because I know
he
don't,
bud. Just like some motherfucker tell you they
want
to come fight. They
want
to fight you, but they really don't want to.
We don't give a fuck about respect.
You
saying
we? You can't speak with everybody.
Grudge racing? Man,
yeah,
don't nobody
you
respect nobody
we,
in grudge
but
racing.
But you can't,
you
can't speak with everybody. You
I'm
saying we like
for
everybody?
I didn't speak for everybody.
What was happening, guys?
I never spoke for
are,
everybody,
bro.
I didn't speak
you
for you.
Threat.
You spoke for Ryan.
That's what I'm trying
you
to say.
We. You don't wait.
Both
Ryan could have spoke for himself.
Correct.
He on his line.
Hold on, bud.
Man,
hold
y'all
on,
kills
on,
me.
Bud.
He don't have to speak for
hold
himself.
On,
you don't speak for yourself when you go to court. Your lawyer speaks for you.
Both,
so
both
you and
are,
y'all kills me with that
correct.
Shit.
Shorty, you and lawyer.
No,
hold on,
he's making
bud.
It an argument
hold
for
hold
nothing,
on.
Man.
I'm asking you what
both
you're saying.
You
and lawyer.
I'm trying to say it.
Hey, bud. Go ahead. Both of you are correct. Only thing Ballhead said is, and you got to hear, I mean, I agree with Ballhead. What Ballhead is saying is that he's not saying you wrong saying that that's respect. He's saying he don't want it. He want me to get up there.
But that's a whole other
saying
subject of what I just said. Whether he giving
yeah,
you that
I'm,
or whether you want it, you didn't say
it's correct. But
yeah, whether
but
he
what
wanted
you
or whether he,
again,
that's what he getting.
You correcting what you're saying. Exactly.
I get what he's saying, but you can't
life.
Think nobody's going to
do it. Saying he don't want it. That's what Ballhead saying.
I get what Ballhead said.
He don't want it.
Whether
he wanted or not, Brother D, what about the disrespect? What about the disrespect?
That he gave up. Right. I was going to get to that.
You see what I'm saying? That's the part I'm talking about.
No,
but
the
see,
disrespect.
But see, the disrespect,
like,
the disrespect
I'm
going
to say
that
just
is shorty.
How many times somebody told you?
Here's the disrespect, but the disrespect is what Ballhead is saying is what makes Sarge not want the respect. Don't respect me now. When you disrespect him,
right, I get you, I get you.
He disrespected him with the Mustang. He beat him. He beat the man before. He beat the man, and when the man came out with the car, he said he's gonna beat the fuck out of him. That's what I'm trying to get you to see, bud. It's not an honor.
I see what you're saying. That was grudge racing when you got on the set. I don't talk about it like I don't know about grudge racing, and I don't understand the process.
So what is the big deal here?
It ain't no big deal.
You,
I said what I said
what
about how he feel about, he might feel about
hey, bud,
Ryan that
bud,
way.
What you said,
you
bud?
Saying something different.
Oh, what you
huh?
just said, bud? Bud, what you
what
said?
What you mean?
Bud said he'll come over here right now and do something to you, mama. Tell Bud to come over. He just came home from the door. Bud did 23 years in jail for whooping his mama. Okay, keep talking. He'll be over here in a minute. His name is Bud Bryant.
Okay.
Everybody on this motherfucker.
Gonna see what he get here. Gonna see what he get here.
Hey,
ball
Bud, thanks. Hey,
with
Bud,
it.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Bud.
Hey, what
no,
I think,
I'm just
what
saying,
I think,
you
what
know,
I think,
we
think,
even though
think,
he might not want that respect, he got it. He earned it.
But,
yeah,
but see, y'all keep aiming it on what he wants. That's not, that wasn't the basis of my conversation, Bud.
You
leave
said he don't want it.
Fuck that. He
wants
it.
Want
he wants
it. Not
okay,
yet.
He do want it. Okay, I'm rechanging it. He
no, no,
do
no,
want
you
it.
Ain't
so what
have
about the
shorty.
Disrespect? I said,
hey,
what
I,
about
it
the disrespect,
hey, shorty,
sir?
I ain't going to name no name. Somebody told you, God damn it, you ain't shit, nigga. Bring your ass to the West. I'm whoop your ass. And when you got over there, that same person looked at you and said, man, you know what, man, that was disrespectful when I said I'm going to whoop your ass. But, that was just talk. So you ain't got to say
right.
nothing. You ain't got to reply to
what?
That. You ain't got to reply
now
to that.
Now, guess what?
It happened
guess
more
what
than once.
After that? Guess what
no,
happened after
happened.
That? You right, bud.
What happened?
But listen to me, though, bud. I don't want
now.
It, motherfucker. I want them to get their puss ass down. I don't want
but
it.
Then, but then
want
guess
it.
What you did? You didn't want it, but you
what
got it.
Yeah.
Did
and,
you get
and,
it?
And guess what?
But you didn't want no ass, right? You didn't get no ass.
You're not listening. That's what I'm saying about Ryan. He don't want it, but he got it.
Hey, I'm asking.
Yeah,
I, didn't
yeah,
say
yeah,
he
got,
I didn't say he didn't.
I got a hand up in your chair, Carl.
Well, we on the same page.
Hey,
I don't
and
know.
I agree with you.
Yep. Yeah, but I'm just saying y'all ain't got to fight over me.
I'm just saying that to me, hey, in my opinion, a lot of that shit just stopping racing, man. That's race, goddamn.
Skin.
Man.
Yeah,
hey. It's a whole lot
hey.
Of shit stop racing. It ain't
hey,
just
Bud,
that.
You
but
sure
see,
right.
You're right,
Bud.
That's
all this motherfucker right here. This radio
hey,
Bud, show right here is stopping racing.
But ain't no stopping
right,
racing.
Bud.
He getting up.
Ain't no
stopping
racing.
He not going to run it.
Hold on, dude.
Said
ain't no
stopping racing. Me not run.
Right.
Let me
some motherfucker can get on here and sell a wolf ticket, goddamn it, and get motherfucker clean off his line.
We ain't gonna be, you know.
You right,
gonna
hold on,
right
on.
Right
we're
here.
Trying to ask me something. I don't know what he's trying to ask.
What was the question, though, Skin? What was the question from the side? I want to talk on what y'all just said. Something about that.
Respect, it wasn't really no question. It wasn't no question. They were having
no
a conversation. And then Bud came in and said he been hearing what
yeah,
everybody
like,
saying. He
yeah,
said,
I like
he said, Ryan,
here.
What you, hold on. He said, Ryan, what you don't understand is that they're respecting you when they doing this and that. See, he didn't get that key part.
And then
he
you
said, Ryan,
and then
you
said what
don't
about
understand.
The disrespect?
Right.
You,
nah,
you
Ryan understand.
I said so.
You,
I said so. He don't understand.
I'm
going to
ask you this,
that.
Though.
Okay, cool. Go ahead.
I'm going to ask you this, though. So you said about the disrespect. You said, what about the disrespect? All that's cool and everything. But the thing of it is, I want to ask a question, though. Y'all talking about Zay?
No, we talking about anybody.
Yeah.
Zay just Zay.
Anybody.
But
oh,
we
okay.
can use
Ryan.
Them if you want to.
Well, we can use Zay and me. Okay, me and Zay came
hold
out
on,
of disrespect.
Hold on,
no,
on,
hold on, D. Hold on, D.
Let him go, D.
Go ahead. We disrespected Ryan. And both us and Ryan, Zay. Both us and Ryan. Ryan's still talking about whooping us and everything. See, now you said, what about the disrespect? Yeah, we disrespect them. Now we race them. Now we respect them. Now it's time for Ryan to run some motherfuckers who don't respect them. It's some motherfuckers out here.
No, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. Wait. Hold on.
Don't
you going
respect
on course. I didn't say nothing about it.
Yeah,
you
see, when we talk
course.
About that. You always want to change up shit when we bring that up.
But no,
I noticed that.
That ain't what we talking about, Wick.
Right.
That's not what we talking about. See, you look different. What you don't understand, you won't let me respond.
I ain't saying nothing.
Listen, Wick. This is my opinion. This is only my opinion.
Right.
I don't care.
I'm listening,
Skin.
Listen to what I'm telling you, Wick.
This is what I hear every day, and I hear this shit every day, all day, and I have fun with it. Zay, my man, 100 grand. Zay ain't respect a motherfucking thing. You might respect Ryan. Zay don't respect shit, man.
Okay.
I know him, man. I listen to him all the time.
Well, let me reply to that.
Lying on this motherfucker.
Well, let me reply to that. Let me reply to that.
They ain't never in it. Listen, man, I ain't never heard, not that I got to hear it, but I bet you Ryan ain't heard it either.
Zay never said, "Hey Ryan, man, I respect you, man. I thought you wasn't shit.
Hey,
I don't fuck with you. I ain't fucking with you."
Let
no
me
fuck.
Reply
he
to that. Let me reply
no like that.
Let me reply to that. Let me reply to that. Can I reply to it?
Go ahead. I'm listening.
He have said it. I bet you don't get back up there. He just said
that's,
it. He's
that's
not gonna
what
get
you
back
call
up
saying.
There.
That's what you call
yeah,
saying because
he
don't get
yeah.
back up there.
You goddamn right. You goddamn right.
That's all I never said it was dead, but it's just dead than it used to be.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. No, it ain't.
I don't want it to be
dead. It ain't dead as it used to be.
Man, you know these phones and this internet fucked a whole bunch of shit up, man.
Nah, it be the motherfucker that's on it.
To me, I don't think y'all being fat. I don't think y'all being fat with what y'all say.
No, it be the motherfucker. It be the motherfucker. It be the motherfucker. Let me say this. Let me say this before you go any farther. Let me tell you what's going on. What I think going on. A lot of what's going on.
Yeah, come on.
We ain't like we used to be. See, I ain't just saying this and that now, but I'm talking about you. Talking about you. Like back in the day, Bobby Cole don't let me come home and say, I'm waiting to run them and this and that and all that. No, you gonna get your monk ass out there and run them boys, man. What the fuck wrong with you?
Yeah, but
you can't find no race. See,
Ken,
you ain't doing that. You cut them for
today, though,
you saying, oh, we don't want
to
run you right now. And this
but,
since
but
we talking about
happening,
it.
Though,
you ain't, you stopping grudge
that's,
racist,
that's
Ken, but you covering
today,
for that
though,
boy.
That's
you won't sit him out there like you need to.
I'm
going to
keep on stopping it. I ain't mad at your opinion.
You
want to
know?
You want to
know the truth? You want to know the truth?
Yeah. Okay, so.
Y'all don't want to see him get his ass rolled off. So y'all stand in front of him.
Okay, yeah, okay.
But
I don't want to see him
get
his ass whooped, but he got his ass whooped 95,000 times with his other
side. Or you don't want to see him win one, because he ain't got to lose. Because he ain't got to lose that race. He ain't got to lose no race. Or you don't want to see him win one.
I don't want to see him win.
I ain't saying you no hater.
I don't want to see you do nothing.
But I ain't never heard you say nothing about why he ain't racing up. I ain't heard you say that. You just, don't bother running them. You on here arguing with TikTok and shit.
You said,
when
you
need
said,
to be blowing his goddamn ass off.
You never heard me say, what?
Well, I told you why he wasn't racing.
Let's have a dialogue if you want to have one.
I told you why he had racing.
You ain't never heard me say why he racing y'all. Is that what you
said? No, why he? I said, I ain't never heard you pushing the race up. That's all I'm saying. When it's somebody that y'all think y'all can't beat.
You ain't doing nothing hollering. What race? What race is he talking about?
TikTok, nigga.
Look, you just said why you ain't racing us, man. You talking about your car?
No.
You talking about
I'm talking about TikTok.
We weren't even talking about no damn TikTok. What are you talking about?
I am.
You missing it,
man. I don't know what the fuck he's saying.
Explain to him what I'm saying.
He said you ain't racing up, Ken. Meaning picking cars that may be a bull.
Oh, racing up. Okay.
Not
so you're saying
up.
Yeah. Why you ain't racing up? Let me tell you why.
You ain't pushing him. You ain't pushing him. You ain't pushing him to race up.
Let me tell you why. Because the people down keep talking shit. So we're going to fuck them up first, because if you go up, the down ain't going to race. How that sound?
Oh, okay.
How that sound,
too? Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I get.
If a motherfucker,
it don't sound good to me, because Bobby Cole taught me to run who in front of me. Fuck the rest of them. Tell me they ain't going to run. They weren't going to run no fucking way. Run who in front of me.
Let me explain why.
Be quiet.
Okay,
A reason why I didn't want to run Tate no more, because I thrived and told Tate numerous of fucking occasions, I can't run with you. I cannot beat you. I don't want to run you, Tate. I can't fuck with you.
Right.
Tate got in some business with me and Bob Cole. And anybody tell you under pressure talking shit, you will lock some shit in. And I told Bipolar, you ain't shit. Your 5-inch boys ain't shit. And Tate got mad because I said the 5-inch boys on shit. Tate came on that motherfucker.
Right.
And before I locked Tate in, I said, Tate, you in the wrong business. This ain't for you. Tate arguing and arguing and arguing, pissed me the fuck off.
And I locked him in by being mad and pissed off and still didn't think I could win that fucking race. But I was just showing tape I would run him. And I fucked around and got lucky. The God knew that he was a motherfucking hate motherfucking let me win that race.
But listen to this though, Whit. We don't think we can whoop TikTok. We not running them till we want to run it.
Right.
The same as you did with Tate.
It ain't the same thing because I tried Tate. You're not listening. I tried Tate. It ain't the same thing. Chances make champions. I took a chance. Why the fuck you on there arguing with him all day? Why you arguing with him for two hours? You.
I signified with him for 2 hours. You don't even know what you're talking about, Whit.
You arguing with him.
Man, I didn't argue with that man about no damn racing. I was signifying with him because he's talking about racing, and I said the man ain't going to do it. He don't want to do it.
No, okay.
I don't want to do it, but we don't want to do it.
Right.
What is he talking about, man?
But if you want to find
him. I wasn't arguing with that man about no goddamn racing.
Hey, Whit.
Go ahead.
Why TikTok not answering Jamie call out?
Cause he don't
want
smoke.
Say shit about that.
I am saying something about that. I tried to get TikTok fucked up, goddamn it, in Mike Hill race. Sure
right.
did.
And he didn't go. So why is
he
getting
go.
The scrutiny, but he ain't getting
well,
no. I don't
well, y'all
that.
Need to quit. Well, y'all, all y'all need to do is bag down then, because the motherfuckers who that's disrespecting
him. What the fuck is he talking about, bro? That TikTok keep coming on here talking shit.
Only thing I'm saying is the motherfuckers who respecting them. That's all they can do. They don't think they can beat them.
And that's what we're
saying
right now. We don't think we can beat him right now. We don't
TikTok
want to take no
chance. What Sarge wanted to do.
Right. Ain't nothing wrong with
TikTok
that.
Sarge wants TikTok to keep doing what he's doing. The more you keep coming at him, the more Sarge keep waiting on him. And, when he, they said Ali waited until he got to the right spot. He cared George Foreman to Zaire and whooped him in it. See, Sarge just waiting on TikTok to get in the right spot. He going to get him what he's looking for.
Right.
Hey, Brother D, you know what kills me? And that this shit ain't just us. This shit been going on since the beginning of time. Floyd Mayweather fought who the fuck he wanted to fight just because we wanted him to fight the top motherfucker.
I don't want
I don't want him to fight nobody. When the public perceive you to be in one position, which is the top, they want you knocked off. That's just the way of the world. That's how I get it. This is why Sarge won't TikTok. Right.
Juice won't get his ass up there. You don't think they can whoop him. Okay, and we don't think we can whoop TikTok. It's the same fucking thing, but you just told me I'm stopping racing and I'm doing this
and I'm doing that.
Okay, and you is too, motherfucker. You stopping Juice from running.
I can't be stopping. I'm not mad at you. Don't be mad at me. I know. I ain't mad at you, but I can show you I ain't stopping them. I can correct you from stopping them because I ran them. So you can't say I'm stopping them. I ran them.
No, I said you stopping them. I didn't say you.
But you know, I'm trying to straighten you up.
I'm trying to explain to you, Skin.
You know damn well I ain't told nobody else not to run him if I ran him. That's common sense.
That's what you say.
Juice don't want to run them. I don't got no car to run them people. So what does that mean? After Juice ran that 50,000, they don't give a fuck about running nobody. I wouldn't either. I thought we had 50.
No, I'm talking about before that.
And then I won 20. I won 10 before that. After Ryan won 1,000, he didn't want to run TikTok. Ryan won Chump Tank. Them boys run 10, 30, 20, 50.
Okay,
I wouldn't run them either.
What may be Chump Tank to you may not be Chump Tank to someone else.
I'm saying to them. I said to them because of what they done ran for, what they done won.
I get what you're saying. You just ain't getting nothing. Ryan should have gotten that. But it's okay.
Ryan called himself being slick, acting like he was ready for the shootout. But he said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over and act like my car ready for the shootout and lock all these boys in and this and that. And then boys went over there and won the shootout, and he didn't get nobody to run with me, 5,000. So he made himself really look like ass, because he should have got his ass over that shootout, because he probably could have won that 50, because he had the better car than all of them. But that's just me talking. He fucked himself, to be honest with you, trying to come over here and lock these grudge races in.
Well, I don't know if he could have got in the shootout. He wasn't ready. He wasn't ready for the shootout.
Last time he ran, the motherfucker he wanted, so he wanted. Nah, he paid to get a shootout. Nah, he was in the shootout. Yeah, he was in.
I thought the last shootout he was in.
Nah, I ain't kick him out of shit. And the motherfucker he wanted so bad in the shootout won. The shootout won them 50. That's what he should have been doing if he hustling the car.
He ended up beating me out of 5,000.
And he paid a punk out for 1,000, so he didn't win.
Look, but this is what I don't hear, though. I hear all that he's saying. I'm going to say it's true. I ain't never heard of Trigger Man ass up why he ain't running tape with them other car, whatever the name of them fucking cars
they ain't
is.
Ready.
Many people
they
run their shit out they want to run it.
Ryan ain't ready. But you let them run their race like they want to run them. We just talking shit. What Ball Head is saying, though, Quinn
ain't going to be ready when they feel like they can beat him, right?
Y'all could quit. That's what they're going to be ready. One thing about Wick, one motherfucker I know y'all ain't going to be able to cover from, that's me. When I get my shit right, I'm going to blow the toes off of that.
Hey, Wick, I actually did not tell him what you fucking went with, folks. I actually did not tell him that. I didn't want to run you.
Because it was a good race. It was a good race.
No, you're not listening. I didn't want him to run you.
Right, but you blocking races. That's why I'm racing for those racing lanes, because you don't want nobody to run nobody. It's you.
Okay, so it's blamed all on skin then.
I'm blamed all on skin. Because you supposed to be pushing that boy to run everybody. The caliber car he got. You run everybody on the street. You run every goddamn body. I don't want to hear that bullshit. He got a bad ass car. That's all I can say. He got a bad ass car. I don't know nothing about them cars. He got a bad ass program, and he got a bad ass car. I don't see no motherfucker. You ought to be telling him not to run. That's just my opinion.
I'm writing this shit down that you're saying, so I don't want you to say nothing different.
If I was him, I'd get Keisha too. If I was Dirty Down, I'd get Keisha too. Fuck him.
Yeah. You don't get him when he get his shit in order. I get all them motherfuckers.
His
shit ain't in order.
Hey, Wick.
Y'all want motherfuckers to come out brand new and race them cars.
Hell no.
I wouldn't give a fuck what it is. The way he running, goddamn, I wouldn't give a fuck about nobody.
You got that man scared, Ray. I ain't never seen you. When you run on the street, you said if a motherfucker short on the street, you don't know what's going on in Chicago.
My opinion.
I want to know.
You and D.
I want to know.
Eddie, no, I ain't lying.
The
it's a whole bunch of
no, I ain't lying. Eddie, no, I ain't lying.
Man, hey, you on the outside looking in, with you down there in Memphis. You don't know what the fuck's going on.
Hey, what I'm going to tell you like this. Wait, if you keep on
doing the same shit that you're doing.
Let me tell you how it goes. If you say, if you say I'm going to run him.
I hear what you're saying, Whit. But you
if you say I'm
going to
run him,
hey, Whit.
I'm going to run him.
Hey, Whit.
I'm going to run him, and I'm going to get him later. That shit don't work now.
Hey, Whit. Man, I ain't saying none of that. I'm repeating what another motherfucker said.
You making that man out to be a scary motherfucker.
Man, I ain't making him do a motherfucking thing. He do what he wants.
Yeah, you be out here rooting for him every goddamn week. You make him do something.
Is that a hug? Is that a hug for them trying to get him
on? What's going on with you guys? Y'all jealous
of
something, man.
But like
we
I said, now you talking crazy.
Hey,
we jealous. How the fuck
hey,
we
Will, you see when I went down there and I was shooting dice in your shop?
Right.
That don't mean I'm going to gamble with everybody. I ain't doing it. You
right.
can't tell me
right.
how to run my program. I'm going
right.
to run my program the way I run it. Feed you the way I'm going to
no
feed you whatever you ask me, and I'm doing it.
Right.
All that other shit, you can't call me down and tell my man, y'all him with your bad ass. You can't do me like
right.
that. I ain't going like that. I'm doing what
you
they do to me. Because guess what? Guess what? Hey, no, I ain't lying. These faggot ass niggas are raised one time and quit. Fuck
yeah.
is you talking
ain't
about?
Ain't no wrong with that.
I
don't they raise one time
like,
enough for me. One time
on,
enough for
me. They ain't finna raise me and beat me. Look, they'll beat my ass and won't raise me no more. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I ain't going.
One thing,
I ain't going like
that. And one thing I want to say is, we can go on talking about that. Man, you trying to tell me what everybody know a motherfucker going to do what they want to do with that shit. So no, we don't worry that shit. We go, can't tell me.
No, you don't want to say it. You said I'm telling wrong what to do.
Man, stop it.
I said you do what the fuck you
want to
do.
I'm just telling you what's going on. Since you speak for him and on your own this and that and, man, I ain't going to let him do this. I'm hearing all this. You holding him back.
So
you
what?
Block the racing.
You
get
show
the fuck
you
out.
Show him what the fuck he is saying, but you ain't hearing what nobody else saying.
I'm going by what you said.
Bro, he
you said
I don't know
you came over here and said,
I ain't gonna
man, these niggas don't
want to
run. You said, read, you said, read
why
drugs racing slow. Don't nobody want to run back.
Man,
yeah,
y'all
you
worried
stop.
About the wrong shit. Hey, wait, hold on. Let me ask you a question. Hey, Whit, what about when I came down there with Lil' Fluky? Your faggot ass said you wasn't gonna let none of them guys run me. You gonna run me. You trying to run me
with
a fucking Mustang. You don't remember
yeah,
that, though,
God
right?
Gonna beat your
your
goddamn
faggot ass don't remember that, right?
Because
I
wanted to beat your ass.
I
wanted to beat your ass.
Hey,
the man
who wants to
whoop
me, he's
not
gonna
run
you.
Oh,
no.
Right. I'm gonna tell you what happened.
The man blocked me.
I ain't blowing
that's crazy.
You know what happened? You know what happened, Eddie. No, I didn't. He lying now. But Eddie, you know what happened now? There wasn't none of them. One, none of them going
to
run him because of his name.
He was trying to run him with
a
baby.
One, none of them. You say anything with a flat hood? You say anything with a flat hood?
You say
anything
with a
flat
hood?
No.
No, man.
Hey, hold up. Then you came out there
hey,
with, say anything
lie,
with
man,
a flat hood. Hold on. You came out there and said anything with a flat hood, and they came and got me. And I said, flat hood? I got
man,
a flat
you
hood.
You a damn liar,
witch. When they found out who you were, they was not going to run you. They was not going to run you.
Did I tell you at least three or four times, hey, witch? I don't want to fuck with you. Would you leave me alone?
And I left you alone, and I did.
No, you did not. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You
yes,
didn't
I
leave
did.
Me alone until you
yes,
told them not to run me.
And I ain't telling them not to run you. You lying. I ain't telling them not to run you. You lying. I ain't telling them not to run you.
I ain't got no reason to lie. I was
see,
down
hey,
there.
Hey, Daddy, I did not tell nobody not to run him. He lying. He lying. I ain't tell nobody not to run him.
He
lying.
He
lying.
Hey, man, y'all leave him alone. Leave him to me. I'm whooping his ass.
No,
he go.
Yeah,
now
I might have said that. I said, I want skin ass for me. I did say that, but I ain't tell them not to run you. I said, I want to run.
Leave him and
nah.
me. This nigga from Chicago. I'm
whooping
his ass.
Leave him and me. And I still beat your ass now with that pussy ass super you got. Now what?
Ooh, no, you won't. With what?
Uh-uh.
With what?
With one of my sons, them calls a vet.
Man, get your faggot ass out of here. Lock in with your vet, motherfucker. Lock in with your vet. That weak motherfucker along the pit in your shop. Lock that shit in, huh? Lock that shit in. I'll be out there tomorrow, motherfucker. Lock that shit in. I'm going to gamble at your head. I'm going to gamble at you like you did Kate.
Nah,
I don't give a fuck what you did to it. Lock the fuck in.
I rap.
You riding around. Give you a little hole, motherfucker.
I'm going to rap one of them of them the same color mine now.
Yeah, I thought so with your scary ass. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? When they don't run with you, I'm going to run with they want me to run.
Yeah.
Get your coward ass out of here.
Hey, Eddie.
That weak ass. Get your ass out of here. That pussy ass bitch you got.
Hey, Eddie.
That pussy getting ass bitch you got. Get your ass
down
with that junk. With that old
fuck.
Hey,
oh, man. I wanted your show to get a few ratings tonight. That's how I want to call in and get on CNN and get some out.
Yeah,
well,
man.
I want the ratings to go up a little bit. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, it's true,
but
man.
I'll call in. Fuck with CNN.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, we don't keep
that up.
I want you to get your ratings. Bump your ratings up here.
Hey, appreciate
good
it.
God almighty.
Good God Almighty. I'm with you on that again.
But now, how y'all doing, man? How everybody doing, man? We got bullshit. Yeah, man, I'm going to bump me up tonight. I said, man, we're going to get ratings tonight. Huh?
They can definitely say you definitely good for the Raiders. You definitely good for the Raiders.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got a lot of Texans, too. They say, goddamn, I'm keeping it real, too, now. But look, I got to say this, too, Skin. Hey, Skin, I got to say this, though. Hey, Skin, I got to say this, though. Look, hey, man. You don't
like to
take me back.
Y'all said we just did that.
Wait a minute, D.
I got to keep it real. But Skin,
you know, me and Tate been going back and forth and shit, right, about the fake big shot and everything. But y'all got to go look at that video. Got to go look at that video he just tagged me in and said, Whit, I'm out doing some fake big shot shit. Look at the guys in the background. Oh, my God. If this don't look like no fake big shot, goddammit. Hey, Skin. Did you see the one with that goddamn hat on, man? With them shoes.
Yes,
sir. I'm thinking like, Tate, you really shouldn't have shown that video, you know. And then I went in there and said, Tate, you must have looked behind you. You couldn't look behind you, goddamn.
Ben,
we talking about fake big shots, and you showed it? Come on, Skin. Now, come on, man. You just showed that goddamn part of there, man. Goddamn, man.
Oh, man.
Y'all got to go look at the video, D. Hey, D, you look more gangster than them motherfuckers, man. See, you got
that's
to go.
That's a 50-yard line, man. That's a 50-yard line.
I wouldn't give a fuck if it was the 100-yard line. The first two motherfuckers he showed, Ken, look like fake big shots for real.
Come on, man.
Lord, how much?
Hey, you saw the video, kid. You saw the video?
Yeah, I just looked at it.
Go look at it. Go look at that motherfucker, man. I said, man, you must have looked behind you, Tate. He said, yeah, we're not doing some of my fake big shot shit. Man, you must have looked behind
you. Who's the dude in the red hat? Who's that in the red hat?
Yeah. If I
oh,
put
my God.
Like fake big. Hey, Flop, go look at it, man.
Oh,
I gotta
man.
Go look at that shit.
No,
that's a
player.
I
go over
that's a player from the Himalaya.
I gotta look at that shit, man.
Play on my ass. Play on my goddamn ass, man.
Mm.
That's my fucking time.
Y'all leave my brother Tate alone, man.
Gotta leave him alone. They were three, four hours ago. They getting out early. He doing a motherfucking happy hour.
Here you go.
Oh
Lord,
that's it. Hey, he hit the happy hour. I'm getting ready to get ready to go out now.
This one of them pimp parties, man.
You know that ain't number six, bro.
Look at him, he had the 50 yard line.
Come on, man. He wanted to show y'all a line. Hey, Skin, I better not show these niggas. I'm finna be around. Goddamn, they're going to be calling me in the morning. Hey, sir, you know him.
Man, this motherfucker. Man, they got bitches with kangos and shit on, man. What the fuck are they doing? Come on, man.
You don't show that, man. Is that the party you at? You at the wrong party, man.
I got to tell Tate about this, man. About two hours ago, too.
Man, kid don't even go to shit
like that. Cause I keep it real with you, man. Them motherfuckers like they on the west side or something, man. Don Juan and them, man.
Got to be, man.
Look at them Stacey Adams on the black and white thing.
I thought I was giving me a little napkin. I had smoked me one. I woke up. I said, damn, what did Tayton tag me in? And I looked. I said, well, damn, Tayton must be at a crap game or something. I don't know. Fuck.
I said, man,
that thing must be at a pool hall, old pool hall or something. I don't know. And I looked at him and I said, hold on, Tate. He said he doing some big shot shit. Tate, if that's the big shot shit you doing, man, you a fake big shot for real.
Lord, I had to tell y'all about that.
He went on social media to come look at me. Come on, Tate. Yeah, man, talk to everybody tonight and let everybody know, man. It's been a good year, man.
Well, I so appreciate it. It's been a good year.
I
think so,
you know,
too.
Zay Grudgeon, Dirty Down, Ryan Grudgeon, fucking Vaughn Grudgeon. Three Grudge, Leakin' Grudge, Puerto Rican Grudge, everybody up there grudging. I don't know where they talking about grudging, man. Everybody grudging.
I agree.
What's the one, Terrio? He been getting his ass blowed off. Shit, everybody grudging.
Hey, preacher boy, he spotted out his problems before the year over. He's back. Everybody grudging.
Hey, yeah. Shit. All them boys up there grudging.
Yeah.
The boy, what his name? Jeremiah. He grudging. Shit.
Yeah.
The boy, yeah.
Yeah, Jeremiah grudged more than I thought he would. He's back like he used to be.
Yeah, man.
Well, I'd like for y'all to tell me two races that he did. I can't believe y'all saying that shit.
Y'all can't name two races that man did. He didn't win it. I can't remember who it was. He didn't pay somebody else. Hey, he did do it. He didn't pay, but he did pay somebody else.
Okay, hold on.
Let me think of another one.
Let me think of another one.
And he did one at the Grove. At the Grove.
Who at the Grove? With who?
Zay drove the car. I know he lost one. I think he won one, didn't he?
Eddie,
I can't remember who.
I thought he raced all the races, man.
Didn't Zay drive his car one time, and didn't Vaughn also was driving his car?
Man, they was testing that motherfucking car. They was testing that wheel. Man,
I'm asking, Skin. I thought he raced somebody.
Y'all say the man racing. The man had two races. Vaughn drove one time and did that race that he had with that wasn't no race.
Right.
But
so
he been racing. He raced twice this year. He's been racing like a half a race.
He paid off his time. You got to cut that out.
Y'all still can't name two races.
I can't.
Y'all can't name two races in the man.
We can name one and a half.
I'm not taking no credit from nobody, but they named some names. The motherfucker ain't even racing, man.
Flop in the race, man. Listen to Flop. Go ahead, Flop.
He ran. Vaughn was driving there. He ran at that 41, and he ran with the other party having that big race, that big drag race.
Yep. So did. There you go, Flop.
I just said.
We ran a big drag race, Flop.
Vic, toe tag.
Yeah, he did. Now, but Flop, my point is, I didn't say that the man didn't do three races. They said he been racing. Like he been tearing motherfuckers'
ass up. Hey, Skin, he raised Vic twice. He raised Vic twice.
Might have been.
No, he didn't.
I thought one of them was a murder.
But you're right. He did race because he got the punk out. He did not race that man
right.
one time. He raced that man one time. He got the punk out.
Right. He got the punk out the first time. That's right.
He got the punk out at the Grove, and he got the punk out, I think, at 42. I don't know.
Big son drove. Somebody's son drove the car at one of the races.
That's when Vaughn ran him, I think.
And then who?
That's when Vaughn ran him because Vic couldn't drive because of something. I don't know. Don't stop me from saying what it was. But something was going on with Vic and he couldn't get in the car. I think he got dizzy or something.
But then who drove that big drag race when they knocked the tires off again? And I think both of them.
I don't know nothing about that. I don't know.
Yeah, I, I, he was